Let's go.
Welcome to Around the Cooler, the fantasy football podcast with your hosts, Brady Connors, Frankie Morales, and Daniel Acosta.
What is going on, everybody? ATC boys in the building with our rookie draft day special. Our dynasty league is drafting today. I'm here with my boy Brady.
That's it. Just me, dude. Frank's not here, bro.
Frank is still playing baseball.
Still playing baseball, aka drinking beer somewhere, dude.
Drinking beers at the Murrieta Valley High School dugout.
Yeah, bro. But good on him, dude. He'll be here soon, though, hopefully.
Yeah. You think he comes in limping or not limping?
Ooh, I don't know. He did. Didn't he say he like tore his hammy a little bit like last game?
I think it was a slight pull.
Yeah.
Was it his quad?
I thought it was his hammy. Who cares, dude?
I don't know. Fuck Who cares? Him. But our league is drafting here in a few minutes for our league mates in the Champions League.
This was probably my favorite episode last year when we did this.
Oh, yeah. When you came in like halfway through from the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. But then also the fact that like I think we all got a little toasty, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We all were just feeling good and shit-talking everybody's picks. It was a great time, man. I'm looking forward to it again this year, to be honest. So let's let it rock, baby.
Speaking of getting toasty, cheers.
Cheers, man. I think it's customary that no matter what we drink here, we have to give a shout-out, right? So this is Kettle One Vodka. We are not drinking it. Like out of a can or anything.
We're going to rip this
just
shot.
Just straight shot, dude. Yeah, cheers to the rookie draft. Good luck this season, bro. May you hit on your picks. Or if you trade them, may you hit on players to be named. But yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, man. The problem with vodka is it always goes down smooth. So you're just like, I can have another one of those if I want. And then the next thing you know, you're dead, dude. You're on the floor dead.
When Frank gets here.
Yeah.
Because he will get here, similar to how Brady last year showed up late.
Yeah, and he'll be like, are we going to rip the shot? And be like, dude, we already ripped him.
Yeah, well, I'm already dizzy.
Yeah, I'm already ready for a nap.
So we are a couple minutes out from our draft starting. A lot of moving pieces. A lot of trades in this league. For those of you who don't play in the Champions League, I hope you, bear with us because this is going to be kind of focused to our draft mates here. And you can kind of get a...
It'll be fun though, dude.
Yeah, we're going to pull the curtain back. You're going to get a little insight to this league, how we operate, how I operate, how Brady operates, how Frank operates.
Mm-hmm.
I've been busy, bro. I play like the Rams.
Yeah, man.
I am always trying to contend and I constantly move my picks. But there was a lot to like about this draft class and I actually made an emphasis to get back into this class, mortgaging... Mm-hmm. My future and some of my players, my younger players, but I made a trade this morning.
Yep.
I had no first round picks and I moved back into the draft and ended up with the 104.
I gotta think that's you have eyes on Rome there.
It's gotta be Rome or Neighbors, dude.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I won't be shocked if because who has the first pick? Ben
has the first
pick. I was looking at his team. I won't be surprised if he goes Marvin right here.
You know what? I don't really know what he's going to do.
He's got Pickett's whatever. But his two other starters are Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud. So unless you're just putting or trying to use Caleb as a depth piece, then I would argue that he could easily take Marvin right here.
Yeah, looking at his team with Stroud and AR... It could be Caleb, you know, and he could just flip one of those guys, or it could be Marv here.
I got a feeling this draft is not going to go how, like, it consensusly goes in mocks, dude.
Well,
I won't be surprised if you see, like, Jalen Wright go third overall.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of draft, this thing is live. Draft is a go.
We're in.
Schmitty, you're on the clock. Let's crack 'em.
Crack 'em. To the The rookie draft.
Rookie draft 2024. Boom! Marvin Harrison
called
off
it.
The clock
called
immediately.
It. Called it.
I knew that guy was fucking with us the whole time.
I called it, dude. That was easy pickings.
Bam. Marvin Harrison taking 101 overall.
Great.
I think that's a smart play for him, dude.
I think it's a great pick. Like I just said, he doesn't need Caleb at all. What he needs is a wideout, and he got the best one in the draft. So kudos to you, Ben. Great pick, brother. Who do we got next? Oh, Peace Pass already went. Caleb
Peace Pass,
and
Caleb
Jayden
Williams.
Off the
bam,
board
bam, bam. Immediately. And I've got a few minutes to make this pick. I am now on the clock.
Oh, wow.
So let's just recap here a little bit. So Ben with the 101, he was 10th last year and won the lottery. We do a lottery system for the first overall pick.
Yep.
Very young team, up-and-coming team. He needed a wide receiver. He already had Anthony Richardson and C.J. Stroud, who he traded for last year.
Yep.
So he actually flipped Lamar. So he traded for Stroud. I think he acquired Stroud and a 24 first for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And some bench chips. That went off to Graham. Graham lost in the finals, so biggest loser there. Needed a wide receiver, needed a running back. He has multiple picks in the first round, and he went with Marvin Harrison, arguably the safest pick.
Arguably the best pick, bro, to be honest. I mean, if we're just talking pure from a longevity standpoint, wide receivers usually hold their value over any other player.
Right.
So I think that's a great pick by Ben, like I said. He didn't need Caleb. He didn't need, you know, Jayden. Marvin Harrison, easily the best choice right there for him.
And I think it fell perfectly for Peace Pats, who needs Caleb.
Yes, 100%.
He
needs
Caleb.
Yeah, look at his QBs, bro.
His QBs.
Oh, they're rough.
I mean, I think you and I could start on his weekly lineup there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, my QBs are rough, but those QBs are rough.
If
dude.
Caleb hits, his team's fringe. He needs his quarterbacks to hit.
Yes, 100% he does.
And then looking at Van the Man team.
Great pick by Van the Man there, Jayden Daniels.
I think he also needed a quarterback. Will Levis is his second quarterback. So Jayden Daniels and Jordan Love, real big upside. Veteran team. Van has not made the playoffs yet.
Nope, he has not.
And it sits. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all good. I was just saying, which is kind of, you know, shocking because isn't Van the Man like a big college guy?
Yes.
Yeah. So you think he would know what he's doing here.
He seems like he's always like picking fifth.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So like no true like elite players right there.
Right. Yeah. It's got a bunch of good players. He needs that home run hitter. So hopefully Jayden Daniels could be that guy.
Yeah.
Which leaves me on the clock. I have Brian's pick. Who he traded to Don, who then Don traded to me this morning for Tank Dell, Zamir White, and a 2025 first. So I lost some young assets, but I was trying to move up into this draft class. And I wanted a top four pick because I wanted a crack at one of these wide receivers.
Okay.
Whether it was Rome or Neighbors to pair with CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay. Van the Man just throwing shots at you saying you're not who you don't know who you're going to pick, bro. Little does he know that we're probably recording right now, dude.
We are recording right now.
So, Van the Man, relax, brother. It's coming right now.
It's coming. 15 seconds left, and I'm going to make a win now pick. I need this rookie to hit now, which is Malik Neighbors.
All right, brother. Woo, that's ballsy, dude. The New York football giants. Throwing all your chips in there, dude. I like it.
Well, I like the upside for both of these guys.
Okay.
And I just see Rome, even though Rome is the safer pick.
Yeah.
I think having the luxury of a Ja'Marr Chase in a CeeDee Lamb allows me to swing for the fences a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I feel like Malik could be good right away. Where Rome has, this is Dynasty, but I feel like Rome has a more capped upside this season. I am in my championship window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a move to win right now. So hopefully Malik Neighbors gets all the targets that we talked about.
Yeah.
Catches about half of them.
Yep.
And ends up a top 20 wide receiver.
We'll see, man. I mean, it's the Giants, right? They're always going to be playing from behind. So you would think they'd have to throw the ball a lot. And Malik is, without a doubt, the most talented wideout they have there right now currently. So kudos to you, man, that you took a big swing for the fences, and hopefully it hits, man.
I feel like it was a bit of a win-win.
Yeah.
Although Malik does come with some character issues.
Just a tad.
But the more diva the receiver, the more fucking points he scores, baby.
That's true, dude. But shit, man. I don't know, dude. I think I would have maybe went Rome right there. Honestly.
I did kind of toss and turn about it.
I don't like the fact that Rome is on the Bears, but I hate the fact that Malik is on the Giants even more. So, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens, bro.
Overall, I had Rome as my higher graded receiver.
Yeah, I know. So did I.
But, I feel like this is going to fit the makeup of my team better.
You think so?
I hope so.
I guess we'll see. Who's on the clock right now?
So
Thickness?
Thickness is on the clock.
All right.
So Don actually has...
Don's too busy flipping cards right now, probably. Yeah. It's taking forever, dude.
He fucking did it. I knew this guy would do it.
Bo Nix? No, he did.
He loves Bo Nix.
Oh, my God.
And, well, he could have handed Ben the stack, but Ben did not draft Caleb Williams. Ben drafted Marvin Harrison, so he might still get stuck with... Not necessarily stuck. He might get handed... Two top-tier wide receivers.
Ben's going to get Marvin Harrison and Rome Odunze.
And he just took Rome Odunze.
Unbelievable. Shout out to Ben. Absolutely the winner of the draft already.
Killing
Ben.
The draft immediately while he's shit-faced in Palm Springs right now.
Is he? Yes. Let's go, Ben.
Maybe that's why he took Marvin Harrison.
Hell yeah, dude. What a legend. So I'm on the clock now, bro.
You got options here, dude.
I got options. I've gone through mocks plenty of times here, and I've consistently said... that Brock Bowers should be arguably the second pass catcher off the board here. I've been doing a lot of contemplating on this. And while I'm not thrilled at the idea of Brock Bowers landing with the Raiders, it doesn't necessarily deter me. However, there's a player in this draft who I think is being overlooked currently, where I need help at, that I don't have a lot of depth in.
Where is that?
Maybe I could arguably get later, but I'm not going to take the chance. I'm going to shake up the draft here a little bit.
Where do you need help?
At running back. Jonathan Brooks, 1-7.
1-7. So he went 1-8 in my draft yesterday.
Okay, so yeah, man, like he's right around there probably. Like I didn't want to take the chance of him slipping a little farther. You know, I have James Conner. He's getting older. Brees is another ACL tear away from, you know, being on my bench. I had to make a trade for Rashad White, but still, even then, I'm not comfortable enough with that depth. I needed a back. Hopefully, he can get the job done in Carolina.
Dude, I love that pick.
Thank you, brother.
You know, it's hard.
It was very hard to pass on Brock, I'm not going to lie. As someone that toots their own horn about drafting elite tight ends, I just didn't necessarily need him, bro. I have Trey McBride, who finished as tight end number 4 last year, who I think is going to get even better with the addition of Marvin Harrison in that Arizona offense. Kyle Pitts, who knows? I mean, yes, we know he's trash, but he finally has a real QB. Maybe he can do something over there. I just didn't see the need for Brock at that spot. And why risk it when I can go more safe play and get a running back that could provide value over the next 4 or 5 years? Potentially, dude.
And we liked Jonathan Brooks. We've shit on this running back class a little bit.
We have. It hasn't been the best, dude.
You know, but at the end of the day, just because there's not this possible generational talent, like this class is a good class.
It's a great class.
There's
great
it's
class,
missing.
Yeah.
It's missing like the lock.
Yes.
But I think Jonathan.
Are you talking about like running backs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think Jonathan Brooks is the closest thing to the lock in this class. Like he has some real RB1 upside. I think him and then one other guy, Trey Benson,
yeah,
are the two that have the biggest upside. And Brooks arguably has the safest floor.
Yes.
You know, going to Carolina, he's going to immediately take that backfield. What, Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah.
That guy ain't going to do shit, dude.
No, he's not, dude. I mean, he had a solid year last year, but yeah, Brooks is the more talented running back in that back room. Brian on the clock now, huh?
Right. And in between you and Brian, Peace Pats, with his second pick, went double quarterback, which still feels a need for that team.
But good job, Peace Pats.
He opted for Drake May, somebody I think we all liked in the pre-draft process, and now I'm going to just take a drink for Drake May right now because he might be fucking dead in New England.
Yeah, man. I think I touched on it a little bit in our last episode. Like, for one, you got drafted to New England. There's no weapons there. And two, the fact that they drafted another QB in the draft is a little unsettling for me, dude. I don't know
if
I'm
necessary. Is Joe Milton going to be Taysom Hill?
I don't know what he is, bro, but shit, he's a quarterback and he's on the New England roster. So I'd be a little, you know, a little skeptical if I'm a Drake May owner. Whoa, Xavier Worthy
to Brian. That's very much a Brian pick, dude.
Yes, it is.
So Drake May, now Xavier Worthy to Brian. Brian had the 104. He traded back for the 109. And I think he got the 209 as well. Brian, he was an early contender when this league first started, and he just suddenly blew it up. And right now, I think he's trying to piece his team back together. Xavier Worthy has the upside. I mean, like I said, we don't like to comp him to Tyreek Hill, but Andy Reid knows how to use a weapon like Xavier Worthy with that kind of speed. Like, he reminds me of DeSean Jackson. I mean, I got no complaints with that pick. Does he need a quarterback? He did take Bryce Young.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You're on the clock, bro.
I am on the clock here. And very honestly, I was not expecting Brock Bowers to still be here. I thought he was going to be gone between 1-8
and
1-9.
That's fucking wild, dude. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so looks like everybody hates that landing spot.
Everyone's not a fan of that landing spot, including myself. So I am very tempted to pass on him again. And I think I'm going to. And we'll see how far he goes, dude.
I think I'm going to.
Like I said, I don't need the tight end right now. I mean, I know no one's obviously listening right now because this is technically not live. But the fact that no one's drafted Brock Bowers yet is pretty mind-boggling. What I'm going to do here, bro, is, like I told you earlier, I need depth right now. I am kind of like fringe.
You and me both, brother.
Yeah, I'm kind of fringe right now to where I have like all-star home run hitters, but I also have nothing behind them, dude. So I need depth real bad.
Look who it is, dude.
Hey! Big man came in hot, dude. Frank the Tank has finally arrived. How was your game, dude?
Easily the worst game I've played today.
Did you get 2 hits?
No.
You fuck.
I broke a bat.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right. I'm on the clock right now, bro.
Did you break a bat over your knee, bro?
No. I broke it hitting.
Oh, damn. So did you hit the over or the under?
Oh, definitely the under. Zero hits today, baby.
Anyways, bro, I'm on the clock right now. Brock Bowers has
There's a shot waiting for you there, bro.
Yeah, wow. You got to rip it. Brock Bowers is currently still on the board. But I'm going to pass him up. I already took Jonathan Brooks. I don't know if you know that.
I love it.
And I was telling D, I need depth bad, bro, across all facets.
Other than quarterback, right?
I mean, I need it there too, but none of the quarterbacks that I would draft right now are be ready to go. This guy, I think, is also going to be ready to go, and he's definitely going to take over once James Conner goes down. That's right. Trey Benson, back-to-back running backs in the first round.
You son of a bitch.
Let's
not that
go.
He was, not that he was falling
Let's
to me.
Go.
Not that he was falling to me, but damn, okay.
A bit of a reach, but I needed the depth, boys.
Hey, man.
I need the
potential
running backs.
Three-down back. I
yeah,
love
dude.
It.
Looks like Brady was just sleeping on this running back class the whole time.
Just those two, dude. Just those two.
Ladd McConkey quickly goes to Ben, who had Graham's pick.
Good
so, Ben, 3 first-round picks in this draft class. 3 receivers for Ben. Marvin, Rome, Ladd, all guys that we loved. I mean, he took 3 of my top 5 receivers.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, got no complaints there. Which leaves, oh, look, it's Graham. So, Graham, second-place guy last year. Won the draft a few years ago. Nice, dude. On the pod this week. Sorry, I'm taking your
Yeah, I saw Victor wrote that.
Nice.
Victor called it, dude.
He did. 2 backs. 2 backs for Brady. Well, who are your backs now, other than Breece?
Rashad White and James Conner.
Ooh, and there he goes.
And then other than that, nothing.
J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy, which puts Ben back on the clock. Let's see what he does here. I've been harassing him for this pick the whole time.
Brock Bowers in the second round is bananas, dude. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, man. And he fucking took him. Well, he's gone.
Ben with an all-time draft right now, dude.
He's absolutely killing this draft. Probably blacked out from the pool in Palm Springs.
I love that, dude. I absolutely
And here
love
goes
that.
Peace Pats. Probably just stressing over what to do.
Got another QB there on the board, too. Well, I almost took.
And he could use 3 quarterbacks, dude. That's how piss poor his team is, man.
Yeah, if he falls to me, I'd be tempted to take him. I'm not going to lie. Even though he's not going to play this year.
Well,
he might, but I don't know.
I mean, I do like him.
Yeah. I'm not as big on him as other people, but.
Let's see what he does here, dude. Let's see what he does here. He's contemplating, and he goes with Brian Thomas, which Ooh. Leaves Van the Man on the board. A few directions he can go here. So, Keon Coleman, he's at the top of the, I guess, the pool here.
Have you guys seen all the love this guy's been getting?
K-
Keon Coleman?
Yeah.
That's the guy you guys drafted, right?
Yeah, but have you seen, like, not necessarily love, but, like, all the media attention he's getting for, like, his visit at Buffalo? Or
no.
Once he got drafted? Dude, so, like, he just put on, like, this all-time comedy clinic, dude. And, like, he's been blasted on ESPN, NFL, like, everywhere, dude. He's just a goober, dude.
Guy's funny?
He's funny as shit. He's just a goober, dude.
Hell yeah.
Josh is going to love him, bro.
I think I'm going to make a trade for this pick.
The 2-3?
The 2-3, and it's going to cost me a 26 first, a 26 third, and a third round pick this year.
So a lot of thirds?
A bunch of thirds and a first in 2 years.
A first, too?
In 2 years.
Damn, bro. You better... If it's not Michael Penix, then I don't know.
That's not terrible.
I mean, it's Xavier Legette.
Fuck me, dude. All right.
I'm going to do it, dude. Fuck it. Looks like I'm on the clock, boys, and I'm going to take Xavier Legette.
Looks like my Xavier Legette love has pushed to the masses, dude.
I don't care. He still has Bryce throwing to him.
Shipped off a future first. The 301, but
he'll be a one.
I moved up. I can't complain.
He'll be a one in 1 year. Thielen's going to be gone. Deontay is going to be gone. We'll have a solid line, a solid run game.
So I ended up, I had what, a third round pick when I woke up this morning. And now I have 1, 2, 4 picks in this draft class. 2 in the third, 1 in the second, which I just picked in the 104. And I probably picked 2 of the most high upside, low floor receivers in Malik Nabers and Xavier, hopefully the next AJ Brown Legette.
Bro,
which leaves Brian on the clock. Is he awake?
I love that Legette pick. Damn it. Did you just do that to spot me, bro? You can be honest.
No, I like Legette too, dude.
Okay.
I see a lot of AJ Brown in his game.
So do I. That's what I saw immediately.
And honestly,
the fact that he stays home, dude, I can't tell you what that does for a player's confidence.
And I'm not too worried about Bryce Young, because the first thing you want to do is like, well, what about the quarterback?
I'm not either.
Because who was throwing the ball to AJ Brown when he first got drafted?
Yeah.
Ryan fucking Tannehill.
Bro, AJ Brown was on the Titans.
Who isn't even on a team right now. He's on his couch.
Yeah, but that's AJ Brown.
That's what I'm saying. I think Xavier gets the next AJ Brown. Mm. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, the tape is definitely there. If not, then fuck me in what, 2 years, right?
Yeah. And then who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's the Carolina Panthers.
It's the Carolina fucking Panthers. He's going to throw to fucking Xavier Legette. Not
he's the only guy there, dude. So
I love that pick, bro.
Him and Jonathan Brooks.
I absolutely love that pick.
And he's another receiver to me. I could see him being one of those rookie receivers along with Malik and Marvin. That's going to make an impact right away. Like kind of how I touched on the Malik Nabers pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up with Malik Nabers, Frank.
I saw.
I'm looking at Ricky Pearsall. I'm looking at Adonai. I'm not thinking Michael Penix. My quarterback room is locked up for the next few years. And Xavier Legette to me is a guy that's going to produce right away. Brian, 30 seconds left. And I don't love Keon Coleman, dude. I don't love that landing spot. I'm not hyped on the guy. Now that I heard him start opening his mouth and he's talking about imaginary touchdowns, I'm like, okay, dude.
Keon Coleman?
Yeah. Not feeling that love. Brian stressing over his pick. 20 seconds left. And he is live. He's got the little green dot next to him. Frank, you're about 30 picks away from the 5-7.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Crack
a beer.
Feel like I ran all the way here just to watch everybody else draft.
Yeah, dude. You ran here to drink beers. Damn it.
And
Brian
goes Ricky Pearsall. I think that's a good pick, dude.
That's a great pick.
I mean,
fucking Ayuk, you don't know what you're going to get. Debo's going to be gone.
You called Tremaine Burton your Puka Nacua. And I think that's a good pick. I think that's a good comp just because he was a later round pick. Ricky Pearsall, who I thought was going to go later, was my Puka Nacua.
Nah, he ain't going.
But he went
shit,
in the
dude.
First.
I'm pissed, bro, because in all the mocks I've done, Legette and Pearsall have been right here for me, and I don't have either of them. So I'm in a bit of conundrum here because Keon Coleman, like UD, I'm not completely sold on him.
And he is a Bill.
He is a Bill, which, you know, you think that would, you know, make me lean towards his favor, but it doesn't. I do need help at QB. not necessarily help, but I do need depth there. I have jack shit behind Josh Allen and Joe Burrow.
There's one guy there.
There's one guy there, dude.
There's one guy there, dude. For
and
sure.
We liked him.
We did like him. So I am leaning towards that right now. But I also need help at wideout.
Careful, Frank.
Dude.
That thing's about to go, dude.
And I don't like Coleman, and I don't like Mitchell, and I sure as shit don't like Polk. So I think I can wait on a wide receiver. So
I'm going to take the third running back.
I'm taking Blake Corum, baby. No. No, I think this is just a no-brainer here. Unfortunately, I need the depth. So Michael Penix, welcome aboard, brother.
Michael Penix at the 2-5. And I think that's exactly where he should go, especially for a guy like you that doesn't necessarily need the quarterback. To me, you are taking the best player available.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
And maybe I'm just hyping him up because I took Michael Penix yesterday in a different draft. But the tape don't lie, dude. That guy's a fucking baller.
It just sucks because we're waiting.
We're going to wait, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to wait. But he looked like to me, and I think we mentioned this in our quarterbacks episode, like I felt like he could be the CJ Stroud of this class.
I said the same thing.
Someone that could come in and just start balling right away.
Instead?
He's a gunslinger. He's got the best deep ball. Mm-hmm. He's accurate. Apparently, he's more mobile than we think. And apparently, it kind of showed on tape because he never got sacked, but he never really used his legs. But the arm alone, dude, like he's got the strongest arm in the draft class, arguably some of the best arm talent. And I'm okay with a couple picks here and there.
He also ran, what did he run? 4.5? 4.6?
Yeah, dude.
Who cares?
That's
what
not
he runs,
slow.
Dude. He never
like,
runs.
No, I'm saying like he didn't have to run at Washington, but it doesn't mean that there may be more to that game that we haven't seen.
Right, right. And yes, he's going to sit. And your team doesn't need any quarterbacks. You
yeah,
have
no,
Josh
exactly.
Allen and you've got Joe Burrow. But if this kid emerges, you've got somebody to flip.
Yep.
And you're going to get multiple first for
there
that.
There he goes. Patrick takes Blake Corum.
I got to say, I like the all whites, Frank. Is that your jersey, too? All white?
No. I like the muscle,
no,
tee,
this
Frank.
Is just my undershirt.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I have a shitty Reds jersey that I wear.
That's got to be so embarrassing for you to rock that.
Everybody's got super cool names, and then we're over here just like, we're the Reds.
It's okay, bro. Maddox is a giant.
Yeah. It's not like he made that choice, though, you know?
Yeah.
So after Michael Penix, Victor, our champ, with his first pick, took Keon Coleman. That seems like the spot for him to go. Like I said, I'm not in love with the landing spot. I could to me, I'm probably swinging for the fences and taking Adonai Mitchell in that spot, even though he's super volatile. But just based off the talent alone, like
I can't
pound
take,
for pound.
I just can't take Adonai Mitchell over Keon Coleman when I know what Josh Allen is, you know?
That's a great point, dude. So he's got the quarterback
that's
already.
That's why I
and that's
I
probably what he
that.
Was thinking, dude.
That's what I would respect, you know?
And then,
but fuck that guy. He's the champ, dude.
He's the champ. And then behind that, Frank's boy, Blake Corum, went to Patrick with his first pick.
Yep. Patrick's got a lot of picks in this draft.
He's got a ton. And then he followed that up because he has the next pick. So he took Blake Corum, Adonai Mitchell. Patrick's got one of those weird teams, dude. Like he's ready to compete. Like he scores a shit ton of points, but he just gets cold in the playoffs.
Right.
Right, so I mean, Justin Jefferson's there. Doesn't he have Tyreek Hill?
He's got Tyreek Hill.
Does he still have Cooper Kupp?
No, he flipped Cooper Kupp for a shitload of picks to Graham, and Graham basically gave him everything he wanted.
Okay, so
very Graham things, dude.
So I mean, to me, Patrick is a draft away.
Yes, from competing.
Right, and unless he forecasted this pretty well, like all of his picks and all of his eggs are in this draft class. Nothing in the first, but he's got multiple seconds. Multiple thirds, multiple fourths. So, I mean, I hope he watches college football. So up next, and he took, just to follow that back up, he took Adonai Mitchell. His home run swing.
Did you come over here with a 3-pack, by the way, dude?
Well, it was what was in the fridge.
Yeah, I just totally grabbed beers from the fridge.
Because I didn't have time to stop. I won, but our next episode, I'll bring beers.
No, I only say that because I come here with a 3-pack. I came here with a 3-pack today.
This is your 3-pack, dude.
Is it?
Yes.
That's my 3-pack, dude.
Oh, yeah, is it? Yeah. You're into 3-packs these days, too?
Yeah, I drink one. I share
drink
with,
one
share
and
share
the three
guys.
With the boys.
You're the man.
If you didn't bring those beers the other day, that's what we were going to drink.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Well, I brought
nice.
Beers today downstairs.
Are we taking another shot? We said we take one when Frank gets here.
Yeah.
I just took one.
Yeah, I'm down to take one. You are, dude.
Okay, let's do it. Frank?
Fuck, man. I'm so glad I'm taking a half day.
I'm here, bro.
Okay.
Is Chris
bro,
here?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's here, too?
Chris nice, Jr. downstairs, dude. Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah. It is Cinco de Mayo.
I'm going to pour some shots. Keep talking.
Fuck. All right, so what do we got here? We got a...
Panda Man's on the clock here, our boy Brian, so I can't wait to see how he fucks this up, because I feel like after...
How many times did he call you today?
Dude, I've been trying to be on... Okay, full disclosure, since the first round is over, I was trying to get that 1-9 off of him. And I thought I offered him a pretty good package. A 2027 first, Devontae or Ramondre, and a 2026 second.
Mm.
So you're getting a player.
And he said no.
Actually, he thought about it super hard. He's like, that's a really good offer. And he gave a couple of days. He's like, nah, I think I'm just going to keep my pick. And that's respectful.
Yeah.
He at least listened and didn't combat with like, let me get Jonathan Taylor, Kyron Williams.
I'm finding in this league, you know, dude, it's very
difficult. You
want
to know why, bro? Because he did that to me.
It's very difficult to trade with people outside of the people that love to trade.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you have the classic like Jays and, you know,
Cheers, bros.
Asians.
Yep.
Cheers, man.
Asian's got 15 seconds. He's going to take Jalen Polk, dude.
Let's see.
What did I just say, dude?
Good call, dude.
What did I just say? I don't know if it's so hard, but it's like, I think everyone's
bro.
Very, a lot more protective of their stuff.
It comes down to, I think I lost audio here, dude.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Oh, thank you. It comes down to this, dude. It comes down to like your personality in real life.
Hmm.
Like, are, at least in my eyes, like,
yeah,
are you more like risk it for the biscuit, or
yeah,
are you more like conservative, dude, by nature, dude?
Right.
Like me, I'm more conservative by nature. I'm not willing to risk, you know, something that doesn't make sense, dude.
And I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm more aggressive.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Which is why, you know, we are how we are.
I think I sit somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Troy Franklin goes after. So Brian took Jalen Polk.
DM still not hearing me, bro, by the way.
Yeah, I'll get you in a second, dude. Cool. I mean, I'm still picking you up on the mic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird, dude. I'm not hearing me at all.
Try now.
1, 2. Oh, there we go.
Boom.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
Weird.
Super weird. Okay.
It's, our volume spiked a little high there.
Yeah.
So Brian took Jalen Polk, followed up with
Don's Franklin.
Yep. Don's pick, Troy Franklin. There's better receivers out there, in my opinion.
Agreed. Troy Franklin is a third round pick at best.
Oh, but that's right. He reached on Bo Nix. Okay, so that makes sense. He's
not a bad stack, dude.
Yeah.
Not a bad stack.
It's a
the Oregon
did he
boys.
Take, oh, I must have missed that.
He
Bo
took
Nix
Bo
pick.
Nix fifth overall.
Ducks fly together.
What, dude?
That's what he wrote.
And you know what, Don?
Hell yeah, Don.
You're right. Well, fuck me, right?
Is he the same guy that bet you Houston would make the playoffs?
Maybe.
The guy knows something, bro.
He knows something. Bro, he just throws darts at a dartboard. And the funny thing is, he's blind in one fucking eye.
Ducks fly together. Let's
go.
Dude,
I know. I mean, I can't talk shit.
I love
it.
And followed up with Brian taking the next running back off the board.
Marshawn Lloyd?
He must listen to our pod, dude. But Marshawn Lloyd, running back, the fourth running back, gone.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. You're going to be waiting for a while, bro. And Van the Man is up next. So, oh, dude, I just realized this. Van traded for my 301, which I got from Ben. So Van is stacking picks here. Let's see what he does. I feel like he's going to go. I feel like Jalen Wright's going to be one of these picks. I mean, looking at the top of the board, Roman Wilson and Jalen Wright, like, you can't go wrong taking either of those guys.
You could, dude. Roman Wilson plays for the Steelers, and...
I mean, it's just George
Jalen
Pickens.
Jalen Wright's buried on the depth chart in Miami.
We've seen what George Pickens has done.
But this, I mean, we're in the third round, bro. Like, who are you going to take?
Yeah,
Braylon
yeah.
Allen?
I hear you.
Right? I mean.
Hey, man, with Breece's injury history, I might take Braylon Allen. You never know.
Braylon Allen or Malachi Corley?
Yeah. Ooh, I think I'd lean Malachi.
Malachi's probably going to be
A-Rock
playing
running
back.
On his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he ended up taking Ben Sinout.
Wow.
Tight end.
A little early in my eyes.
Does he need a tight end? And then he followed that up. Fucking Jalen Wright. Okay. So Peace Bats on the clock. There's no quarterbacks left for him to take. So let's see what he does here. He kind of filled
the Rattler, baby.
The Rattler.
Let's go.
So Peace quietly having himself, I'd say, a pretty good draft class. I mean, between Caleb Williams and Drake May, he probably took the two, I think, two. I mean, I'm a Caleb guy. So for me, that's a no-brainer pick for him. You know, the fact that Marvin went 1-1, you had to take Caleb, especially a quarterback needy team for him. I probably would have went wide receiver, but his quarterback room is so fucking bare. I mean, it made sense for him to take Drake May.
Yeah, and honestly, dude, like, to me, this wide receiver, I know everyone talks about this wide receiver class being stacked. But to me, dude, there's only like Marvin and Malik as true ones. Everyone else is like a two at best, at least in my eyes. So I see no problem with Peacepats going QB, QB.
Dude, he ended up with Caleb and Drake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not bad.
Well, it's bad for Drake. I'm not a huge fan of the Drake pick, but...
Right. I guess what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, it sucks that Drake May's in New England. We all hated that pick, right? But
yeah,
it looks like... I mean, at least he ended up with something.
Right.
Something to root for, dude.
That's all you can ask for, dude.
Just give me something, please.
Just give him a chance, you know?
So Roman and Malachi off the board now, dude.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I have the next two picks. We are in the third fucking round.
Yeah, this is flying by now.
These are my last two picks, and I could use some running back depth, but there's nothing there, and I'm not going to waste a pick. So my first pick, I'm going to swing for the fences here, kind of draft a sleeper, in my opinion, and that's going to be Javon Baker, the other
New England Pats wideout.
The other New England Pats wideout. I mean, I love this guy.
I actually really like that pick, D.
On top of it, like, he's super confident. Like, I just love diva receivers, bro.
Is that
Malik
the guy
Nabers,
who said he Xavier, can make like, people stand into wheelchairs?
He's coming.
Is that the guy, dude?
That might be the guy,
dude. I think
dude.
That's him, bro.
But he's the... Yes, that is him,
yeah,
bro.
He's all,
so,
I make
you know
people
what?
Stand out of wheelchairs,
I'm not
going to
wait.
Get
I'm
going to
draft him immediately, dude.
Oh, my God.
If I saw that quote, I'm drafting that guy first round, dude.
And yeah. He's coming out, bro. He's kind of... He has an Amon-Ra mentality. He's coming out, like, taking names of everybody in front of him that's been drafted.
Yeah.
So that's my first pick.
I like it, dude.
And I'm still not going to... Oh, whoa. Still not going to take a running back. And as much as I could use a tight end, I'm not going to fucking put all my chips in Carolina. I'm going to roll.
The Carolina D's, bro.
So I'm not going to, yeah, absolutely not. I am going to take your boy, Brady.
You fucked, dude.
Jermaine Burton, because like you, I loved his tape, and I think this guy's got some real upside. And if it's not this year, it's fucking next year with T. Higgins. And you know what? Even though I got Jamar Chase, maybe I'll trade him. Or I'll just start both against Cincinnati wide receivers. Fuck it. Jermaine Burton, baby, to the moon. Let's go.
I like it, bro.
And that's my draft. All right, guys, see you later.
I thought he was going to fall to me at 4, but I should have known better. So it is what it is. Man, now I'm left scrambling here. I need to figure something out. Maybe I'll take another running back.
Yeah, why not, dude? That's pretty much my draft. I don't anticipate any more moves unless someone sends me a trade. I'm rounding out my draft class, just very wide receiver heavy. Malik Nabers, Xavier Leggett.
Brendan Rice already,
Javon
dude?
Baker.
This is not going
Jermaine
to plan
Burton,
at all,
dude.
Bro.
You love that.
Oh, my God. Jesus. This is going terribly, dude. Wide receivers for days going bye-bye. Well, I guess that leaves elite tight ends, bro. Chatavion Sanders, Carolina. The Carolinas, baby. I'm going to stack my team.
Dude, oh, you're
going
to go
Carolinas,
the Carolina
bro.
Bradys?
I might have to, dude, if the wideouts keep going the way they're going right here. We'll see. Lonzo on the clock, dude. Right? Yeah, Lonzo.
Lonzo on the clock. And let's see what he does here. This is what he's about halfway through his picks. He's got about
Bucky
Irving. Okay.
Not terrible, but I don't like it.
Not terrible. I mean, at this point, we're hitting the part of the draft where everyone's a dart throw.
You're swinging for fences here.
You're swinging for fences, exactly. So Brian's back on the clock. He ended up with all of Thickness's picks, which is funny, dude. He has the Thickness's 3 picks. Brian needs a home run here, dude. I like the Xavier Worthy pick. I'm not in love with the Jalen Polk pick.
I absolutely hate all his picks, dude. I mean, Xavier Worthy, trash. Jalen Polk,
needs,
trash.
He needs a solid draft class away. He's a solid draft class away from competing, and right now, I think he's going to be looking forward to next year,
do
if
you,
I'm being honest.
Do you expect anything else out of Brian?
No.
I mean, as much as we give him shit, like, he's pretty good at fantasy football.
He's good at redraft.
Well, he hasn't figured this out. I don't think he's figured this out yet.
Well, because, like, he probably doesn't watch a lot of college.
So this morning he said, I'll trade you all my picks for Bijan Robinson and CeeDee Lamb.
All of them?
And I said, all of them? Like, 2024 to 2026? He's like, no, just this draft. I was like, oh.
See, so he knows big name guys.
That's all it takes, dude. Which is why I'm waiting for Van the Man to make that leap. I'm talking to you, Jacob. Because you probably watch more college ball out of anyone.
Damn.
So, but I love I love the Jaden Daniels pick for him.
What the fuck?
Ben
Sinnoh,
I mean, I guess, but Oh, it's a stack. It's a stack with Jaden Daniels, okay. And I do like Jalen Wright in that spot because eventually he's going to have some serious upside. This is probably Mostert's, what, last year. And then I think Jalen Wright takes the Mostert role. Achane keeps the Achane role.
Hold on. Brian followed up his Bucky Irving pick with Kimani Vidal.
The Charger running back.
Yep.
Bit of a reach. Was a sixth-round pick. Has upside. And then he followed that up with another Washington receiver in Jalen McMillan, who's also buried on the depth chart. Probably competing for the third or fourth wide receiver spot. Solid. And, oh, look at that, dude. Ben has another pick. Ben Audric took Audric Estime. Okay.
Audric. Like
so, heavy hitter.
He's another Carolina boy. Not really, but who the guy am I thinking of? I comped him to this guy. The goal line, the vulture TD, dude.
It's Audric Estime.
I know, but I'm trying to think of the guy.
Carolina?
What team was he on?
He used to be Carolina, yeah.
Mike Tolbert?
Mike Tolbert, bro. Very
nice.
Audric, Mike Tolbert, Estime, dude.
And there we go. Jatavion Sanders.
Copy that. So Jatavion Sanders to the Victor Panthers. And frankly, dude, that's a no-brainer pick. I mean, he's taking the best player available. I think he needs a tight end as well. And Jatavion Sanders at the 312, like, that's incredible value. For the number two tight end in this draft class. Braylon Allen still sitting there. Don back on the clock. I could see him doing something weird. I could see him taking Jacob Cowing, since he's a Niner fan.
I mean, at this point, if you're not taking best available, then I don't know what you're doing, dude. Because literally everyone, all the wideouts are gone. All the running backs are gone. All the QBs are gone. The tight ends are gone.
The QBs are not gone, baby.
Just there's one left, baby. And I'm taking them.
No,
let's
there's
go.
There's two of them.
I'm taking one of them, bro. If he falls to me.
The Rattler?
I'm taking the Rattler.
I mean,
he's
the only quarterback left. Honestly, I would take him too, but I got no picks left. And frankly, I'm too tired to make any more moves, dude.
He's like, I've been up for 3 days making moves.
Bro, no joke. I felt like Howie fucking Roseman between my 25 leagues that I'm in. Like, just work. Because this is just fucking draft season, dude. I mean, I just had one long draft finish. I'm in the middle of one long draft. Although all my
no, dude, Don
Ray
took
Davis.
My boy.
He took Ray womp Davis. Womp. Don's a listener, dude.
I thought I was
wow.
gonna be able to circle back on
him. Can we just take a
him.
Second here? I know you guys haven't cracked
That's
your next
beer.
This one's fire.
You That's like that, beer, bro?
Harlan Brewing Indian Pale Whale.
Yeah.
Am I hammered?
Yeah.
No, it says Indian Pale Whale, dude.
Yeah.
Cryo hopped Indian Pale Ale. This is delicious, dude.
Yeah.
Do you like it more than this one, bro? No.
I do like it more than that one.
Okay, I liked this one
Frank
more.
Doesn't like this one because it tastes like wine at the bottom, is what he said.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
It's because I'm a bitch, dude. The doubles, like, once you get to the doubles and the triples, I'm probably out.
Don't put yourself down like that, bro. You're not a bitch.
It's just, I like the mid grades.
Okay.
I'm in the mid.
Let me pound
there
this.
There goes Braylon, bro, finally.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
gone.
Yeah, okay. So, Peace Pats took a running back, Will Shipley, in the 4-2. I liked Will Shipley, hated the fucking landing spot.
Yeah. Me too.
And
you did say that. You
yes,
did say that.
And Braylon Allen, he wasn't good enough to me to land with the Jets and become relevant. Like, there's no way in hell this guy's going to unseat Breece Hall.
Of course not.
It was fucking shit landing spot.
Maybe he carves out a role and then he lands somewhere else
right.
quickly on, or they trade him.
And I would have loved to see Braylon Allen end up on the Ravens in backup. Derrick Henry, you know.
Kind of redshirt almost.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, like, to me, like, the Jets took the best player available.
The Jets continuously fucking destroy our fantasy dreams, dude.
They just love to fuck shit up, dude.
Oh, you guys love Breece Hall? Let's draft him. You guys love Garrett Wilson? We're going to draft him.
So, followed up, Isaac Rendo to Victor's team. In the fourth round, this is a good home run swing.
Is it?
Because to me, he replaces Elijah Mitchell as the backup to Christian McCaffrey. Victor, our champ, has Christian McCaffrey. I don't see Isaac as the guy that, like, takes the reins when Christian McCaffrey retires.
Right.
But I could see him beating out Elijah Mitchell. I mean, his athletic measurables tested super high. I mean, he had the highest 40 out of all the running backs in the draft class.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there. But like, he's very, very raw to me. But I could see him being a good backup to Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, baby, let's fucking go.
There goes the rattler to Brady. So real quick, Brady, you took the tight end.
I took Eric All out of
Eric All.
I'm
yeah,
never
yeah. Who gives a fuck? And there goes the rattler. And I can't. Sorry, bro. The fact that you took the rattler got overshadowed by Jalen Milton actually getting drafted in our drafted.
Joe Milton.
Joe Milton.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was looking at Joe Milton the fifth.
Are you fucking serious, bro?
I have nothing. And there's this
fucking lottery. Bro, dude. This is the same guy that I was like, Joe Milton, Frank. Yo, who the fuck's Joe Milton? I'm like, bro, we fucking scouted him.
That's right. That's right.
But Brady.
Yeah.
The rattler in the fourth round.
I'm honestly more excited about Eric
Love
Hall.
It. I fucking love it. Are you?
Yes, dude. I'm never not going to take a tight end out of Iowa. Never. So if he comes from Iowa and he plays tight end, I'm taking him.
Iowa U, baby.
Yo, shout out to my boy Luke Lackey. I know you're fucking listening, bro. You and me are going to do big things next year.
I meant tight end you.
And yeah, in terms of regards, or at least in regards to the rattler, dude, I mean.
You just did that.
Maybe
for
Frank
pod,
played into that a little bit here. But,
the rattler, baby.
Dude,
the
rattler. It's worth a shot, bro.
I'll give you both my fifth round picks for him.
He landed in a solid spot, bro.
And he's going to sit.
Yeah.
Which is what, dude, so you have Michael Penix. So you have Michael Penix and Rattler, two quarterbacks that I think can play football in this league and put up fantasy points they sit. And
I don't know if the Rattler can.
I mean, I think he can.
I'm
gonna
be honest. I don't know.
I don't think he's.
I know Penix will. So eventually, Penix's time will come.
This is my Rattler cop, Jameis Winston, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
I can see that.
I fucking love that.
I can
dude.
See that. I can definitely see.
Can we fucking talk about the pick that was taken right after Joe Milton, which is Frank Gore back in the league, baby?
Oh yeah.
And just Patrick, in case you know, it looks like that's Frank Gore Sr., not Frank Gore Jr.
That's Frank Gore Sr., and somehow he ended up
also,
in the rookie
draft.
Also,
how about after the pick after that, Frank, your boy, the seventh best wide receiver that you had.
Devontae Walker
finally off the board.
You know what?
Dude.
And if we thought Frank Gore was crazy, Patrick fucking doubled down and took a fucking kicker.
Yeah.
My scouting report on this guy, Reichard?
There is none, dude.
Exactly. I have no fucking clue. And you know what? He has another one. Take the punter while you're at it, Patrick.
You're just happy that he's here, brother. You're just happy that Patrick's here.
I'm literally happy he's participating, dude. This stressed me out all day. I'm like, is the guy with 25 picks in our fucking rookie draft going to show up? Dylan Lobby. Now, that's a fourth round pick right
there.
Not
bad.
Danny Woodhead upside.
Okay.
With a no-name floor.
Right.
So he's going to be the guy that spells Zamir White, the pass catching back, third down running back, drafted by the Raiders in the sixth round. He's got some good measurables. Came from a small school. So can a small school running back make it in the big leagues? Dylan Labbe, fourth round pick. I mean, that's a good pick. I mean, it feels safe to me. That's where he should go. And fucking Victor took Malik Washington with the 412. I loved this player. I hated the landing spot. He's buried on the depth chart. They just added Odell Beckham, Malik Washington, Miami wide receiver.
It's a redshirt guy. Somebody you put on your taxi squad. Maybe we see something in a couple years.
Yes, dude. He, to me, screams like, I'm talented enough, but you just have to give me a chance.
Yeah.
I just wish he went somewhere else because you got Tyreek. You got freaking Jalen Waddle.
So what if is he a guy that like maybe he needs a year?
I think he's athletic enough to do it now.
Okay.
But to me, he just fits that Miami profile of like undersized wide receiver with speed.
Fuck.
he fits the Miami identity to a T, dude.
Which is speed.
Are you fast and do you like cocaine?
Right.
Come play with us, dude.
Yes, absolutely, dude.
Guess what?
Do you
You're
like
not
cocaine?
Fast enough. We have cocaine. To
you do?
Faster.
You do? Here you go. Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
well, let's try some. So
do you want to be fast or not?
Yeah.
Put your nose into this.
So,
do you want to be great or no, dude?
As I'm looking at the draft board, our league is littered with picks. And the funny thing is, nobody tries to trade more than my cousin, Jay Lazo.
Dude, I call the guy Sam Presti.
This guy just
and here
trades
he is
the trade, bro.
With his, yeah, literally.
To get his itch.
Literally. And his first pick in this draft is in the fifth round. And
he's sleeping,
probably
dude.
He's
you know what you know what he did,
bro. He literally is sleeping.
He's sleeping.
He so he has been hitting me up all week about trying to give me 2/3 from this draft to acquire my 2026 second round pick, which is respectable. I get it. I'm like, that's not bad, and I considered it, but that means he's Sam Pressing it. He's stacking picks later in years, so he's probably sleeping this year. But next year and the season afterwards, fuck, great. We're going to be.
And that's exactly how he's operating.
Yeah.
He kind of took the, I guess, the me approach where I just offloaded all my picks and just pushed my chips in. Mm-hmm. And I think he quickly realized, and Jay's a very good manager. He's very aggressive. He's always on top of his shit.
And one thing I do, sorry, not to cut you off. One thing I like about Jay is that when he does come to you and he brings you trades, it's typically pretty fair. Mm. He's never trying to get over on you.
Arguable.
Yeah,
he never tries to get over on you, I think.
Maybe, sometimes.
That's a fucking word now.
So, dude, it's been a word the whole time. So I feel like, I mean, on a personal level, I think he's kind of figured it out. We're like, okay, like these guys play enough where I can't do that anymore. I can't be like, yo, give me Tyreek Hill for a third round pick. Like, so his trades have gotten better.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's sleeping.
He's definitely sleeping. He's in Germany right now, which I think, so mm-hmm. I think it's like 4 or 5 a.m., so he's probably out at the Biergarten all night. I fully anticipate this to be auto-picked, which it was. Looks like it's giving me a choice. I'm going to let the computer auto-pick
for finally, Jay. We're coming into my territory.
It took Terrell Owens, dude. What the fuck?
Tariq Owens. He probably queued that up, dude.
All right, no, let me fix this real quick. But the draft is on its way. Okay.
And I am on the board. First pick.
Let's go, dude. Ooh, Kate Stover by Peace Bats. Good pick.
All right, well, anyways. So, Jay, I know you're going to listen to this. I auto-picked for you, and I let the computer pick for you, and you must have set your cue or something because it picked Terrell Owens. So...
And Van the Man took the most handsome guy in the draft, Sam Hartman.
Yes, he did.
Dude.
Yes, he did.
Can't say he's going to play a lick in the NFL, but at least he's handsome, dude. Let's see what Frank's got here, dude.
Frank with your first pick, dude, in the fifth round. How you feeling, big dog?
At this point, dude, it's like you're just swinging for lottery tickets, right? Like the fifth, I feel like the fourth and fifth round, you're going to find maybe a diamond in the rough. But I don't do enough fucking research to know which one of these guys could be diamonds in the rough. So I'm just going to go take this pick off of landing spot and potential.
What does Mel Kiper say, bro?
Mel Kiper ChatGPT says.
Mel ChatGPT Kiper, dude.
It says Jacob Cowing. Theo Johnson, Johnny Wilson, wide receiver converted tight end, Jordan Travis, the next Aaron Rodgers. What does he do here, bro?
This is a lot of effort for a fifth round.
Cody Schrader, the running back we hated. You know, but he's white, so he's
not
a gym rat.
There's not much anything here, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of nothing.
It's a lot of nothing, dude. That's for damn sure.
Well, like you said, bro, you might hit on one. A diamond in the rough.
A diamond in the rough.
What about Michael Pratt, bro? We thought he could have something there. Ended up with Green Bay.
That's the QB, two-lane QB.
Yep. Brady, which pick are you stoked on the most?
You know, dude, I'm gonna be honest. I pride myself in finding diamonds later in the draft. And
diamonds
took,
in the rough.
And you took both of them.
You're well. And you know what?
I think
that's a compliment to you because I trust your insight.
Thank you, brother.
I feel like you do your homework and you know what you're looking
at. I do, man. And you and I both know, just like you, we both watch college ball. We both study the tapes of these kids. So I do take that as a compliment. But to circle back, I got to say, man, I mean, obviously this is an obvious answer, but if he can stay healthy, I think Jonathan Brooks could be a top 10 running back in the league from a fantasy standpoint.
I'm a little upset that you did snipe both of those running backs.
Yeah. Trey Benson, I hope. But I think
take best available. I don't know.
I think Jonathan Brooks can definitely definitely has the skill set to be a valuable running back in this league.
So between Jonathan Brooks and Trey Benson, I mean, I'm going to give a slight edge to Trey Benson as far
just
as the
where
tape.
He landed.
I mean, honestly, just overall, I thought Trey Benson to me had just more home run ability.
Well, good news. I have them both, bro.
And we talked about this, and maybe there's a little bias there because he is on my Devy team.
Yeah.
But I was happy with the landing spot for both of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I wish Jonathan Brooks ended up on a better team. Like, if he ended on the Cowboys, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, that was like he might dream. Be drafted in the top five if he in your rookie draft if he landed on the Cowboys.
Right.
But he didn't. He ended up with Carolina. Carolina can run the ball. I mean, they showed it to us 2 years ago when they were averaging 250 rushing yards
a
game.
Yeah, but that was with Christian McCaffrey, bro.
No, but it wasn't, dude. I mean, like, so remember they traded him away. It was the year they traded him away, and they said, we have nothing left.
Yeah, but
left.
He got traded halfway through. No, like three quarters of the way through the season.
Halfway through.
Yeah.
But it was like Deontay Foreman and Chuba Hubbard doing it. So, like, I mean, I feel like it's there. I mean,
the coaching has changed so much there. Like, I can't.
Right. And I'm like, I mean, I don't love Carolina.
Right.
But to me, like, I trust the talent in Jonathan Brooks.
That's
to
all
be,
they got.
To be something.
Yeah.
To be something.
I'm with you on that. With you on that.
And as far as Trey Benson, I think he landed in a great spot. I mean, yes, he's not going to do much this year. I don't anticipate much from him. But I feel like his skill set will translate nicely for Arizona. That team needs home run hitters.
And let's not forget that James Conner is
29 years
old,
dude.
Yeah,
so. Injury prone. It's the last year of his contract.
Yep.
I doubt they re-up that guy. It's going to be Trey Benson's backfield next year. Hopefully one of these guys could step up and be your RB2.
Yeah, hopefully, dude.
But if not, you have Rashad White.
I do. I got Rashad White and Breece Hall.
You've
so.
Got this is a great dynasty play for you, bro.
Thank
strong
you, bro.
Draft, dude.
Thank
strong
you.
Draft.
I needed that. And I followed that up with the worst pick in my draft, Jamari Trash or Thrash. Just swinging for the fences here.
Hell yeah, yeah, brother. Hell
you
yeah.
You know what I love about that pick? Yeah. That's a receiver that went to a fucking situation that you know you're going to bust as a receiver.
Yep. Let's go, Cleveland.
We talked
Browns.
About this. Cleveland, baby.
Get drafted by Cleveland, you bust.
You're done.
So, Frank, you took Jacob Cowing, I don't hate that pick. I mean, you've got Debo Samuel and
the
Brandon
Niners
Ayuk.
That was the
thinking bodies.
There. At some point, they're not going to have fucking receivers.
Exactly,
this is a great
That's
slot
a great
receiver, dude. So he's
That's
a great
play.
Slot receiver.
Without me knowing absolutely anything about that player, I just looked at the situation, and I'm like, in a few years, they're going to need bodies.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to take this guy that I might have a chance to play.
That's a great play, bro.
And Brady, Jamari Thrash coming out of Louisville, dude.
Yeah,
Jamari
dude.
Trash?
Jamari Trash.
Jamari Trash coming out of Louisville with the 5'5".
That's a badass last name, though, Thrash.
Thrash.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, didn't do too much homework on this guy. I can't say a lot about him, but he looks to be hopefully included in that Cleveland offense as soon as this year as a vertical threat. But we'll see, man. I don't know. I don't have high hopes for him, very honestly, this year or next, but you never know, dude. I don't even know who's at the wide receiver Cleveland room right now, dude.
Like, Amari Cooper.
Amari. Who else?
Jerry Jeudy.
I know my boy David Bell's still there. I really like David Bell a lot
and,
last year. Or
oh, Cedric Tillman.
Oh, that's right.
And Cedric. Jamari Thrash, dude. Trash. Sorry, Thrash. Trash.
Jamari Trash. Yeah. So we'll see, man. Like I said, it's more of a depth piece than anything. I'm a little surprised I didn't go wide out earlier. I just felt the pieces that were most pressing for me.
Looks like you like the best running backs and the worst running back draft class in 50 years, dude.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, exactly. So
hey, man.
We'll see.
But you didn't get Blake Corum, so that's a win.
That's a big win in my book, bro.
Frank, after last week's conversation, I would have died if you drafted Blake Corum, dude.
I wouldn't have even had a chance, dude.
What if he was there in the fifth round, bro?
Well, I said you got to take him. God damn it.
He's got some upside.
He does.
What about you, bro? Are you happy with your draft? I would say you are. I mean, you got some value plays, I think.
So I think I got some good value plays. I wish I landed a running back. I was kind of on the fence but making that trade with Van the Man, but I told myself I can't get hung up on the 301.
Yeah.
You know, if I have the opportunity to climb this draft class, and this is a very strong draft class because of the quarterbacks. Right. So many of these quarterbacks getting drafted in the first round, and we play in a super flex league that pushes all of their value up onto sleeper.
We may never see another class like this ever again.
Right. And do we love Bo Nix, like Drake May, Michael Penix? Like,
we love Penix.
I mean, we loved Penix, and I loved Caleb. I love Caleb, and we all like, there's probably three quarterbacks that are going to hit out of this draft class, realistically.
There's probably going to be one. And it's going to be the Rattler.
Yeah, let's go.
So let's add him into this conversation. So seven quarterbacks, right? But six of them are taken in the first round.
Yeah.
in a super flex league, you're playing in a spot where two quarterbacks can be played. So naturally, all these guys get pushed up the draft boards because who scores the most points in fantasy football? It's the quarterback.
Right. I get that. But I will argue with the sense that it's really easy to cover not having the best quarterback in fantasy.
Right.
Like, or the best three, because the second tier quarterbacks difference is maybe 1 or 2 points.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
As opposed to other classes, like the tight end difference from the tight end one and the rest of everybody else is massive.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we talk about elite tight ends, you know? So I'm not arguing with you guys here. I do agree that quarterbacks are probably the most important in super flex leagues, but it's also at the same time your biggest opportunity to try to cover up if you don't have a Josh Allen or a Joe Burrow.
So. Right. So in sleeper, I feel like pushes the quarterbacks up the draft board when you're setting as a two quarterback or a super flex league.
Naturally so.
So, which to me, it says a lot of first round talent got leaked into the second round.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Bowers fucking fell to the second
Brock
round.
Brock Bowers, the fact that he's the first pick in the second round.
I thought you may
I
were going to dig
was
insane. I
was taking him consistently at the 1-7, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
And yeah. I was trying to, I did my best to make a trade with Ben to acquire his 106, 111, and 201. And I was ready to take Brock Bowers. My team in general needed a tight end.
Yep.
But it just didn't fall that way to me. So the fact that he was able to take Brock Bowers with the 201, he doesn't even need Brock Bowers.
He
has TJ
Hawkinson.
He
took the best guy there, dude.
He took the best player available.
But see, do you know why that's good? Is because what we talked about, the shitty thing about Brock Bowers going to the Raiders is that you're probably going to wait a year or two. So in 2 years, we're not going to know what TJ Hawkinson is. So it's going to give him a little time to not have to work, like just put Brock Bowers on a taxi squad or even just wait.
Right.
You know?
And in 2 years, I mean, Ben's team is going to be a fucking problem, dude. Like, so the guy already has Anthony Richardson. He's got.
I'm not too worried about that, to be honest with you.
He's got Devon Achane.
Anthony the Glass Man.
He's got CJ Stroud.
Fucking love that because Graham is stupid as fuck.
Right. So his tight end room is locked up with TJ Hawkinson. He's still young, only
even more so locked up because he just drafted Brock Bowers.
Right, and Hawkinson's only 26 years old. So where was his hole? He has T. Higgins and George Pickens and Rashi Rice, who might not even play in the league this season.
That's a lot of holes, dude.
But what did he do? He drafted Marvin Harrison with the 1-1. He drafted Rome Odunze with the 1-6.
I thought you were going to go to Odunze there.
So did I, dude.
So we talked on it a little bit, but I'm going to continue sucking Ben's dick here. Ladd McConkey with the 1-11.
Great pick.
And then Brock Bowers with the 2-1, dude.
So he's stacking those pass catchers, man.
He cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
He's blacked out in Palm Springs right now.
What a god.
And had the wherewithal.
That's how usually you win.
To have
draft.
A strong
this
fucking
guy
draft,
knows,
dude.
He knows how to do it.
I've had, yeah, the best draft I've ever had was blacked out, and I won two. I went to two ships. I mean, I didn't win one, but I made
it. Hey, you made it, brother.
You made it. You made the dance, bro.
You gave yourself a chance.
I made money.
So Ben cleaned up, dude. I think he had a great draft. And then, so I talked to Brady about this. Between Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers, I liked Rome Odunze more.
But I know why you took Malik Nabers. The talent.
The talent?
You're trusting the talent.
Right. And
because you could have, Tyreek Hill, or you could have Keenan Allen is kind of what we're thinking
and
with those guys.
Not only that, but I feel like my team is win now. Where I feel like Rome Odunze with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen on that team.
Couple years.
You're waiting 2 years.
Yep.
Where Malik Nabers, it's who else?
Nobody. There's not even, they don't even know the guy throwing the ball.
Right.
To him.
Who's the running back? So, like, who's the tight end? Let me ask you this. Who's
the
tight end?
Oh, baby. Belly, bro.
It's
Belly
no,
the
what's
end?
His name? It's the dude from the Raiders.
Waller.
He's about to retire.
Waller, yeah.
He might not even show. He wants to retire, bro. He just got divorced. He's fucking his life circling the drain. He's about to retire.
I need my boy Belly to take the reins over
We
there.
Don't
I
have
agree.
A second receiver.
Right.
Right. Who's the running back?
They don't.
It's Malik Nabers and Daniel Jones. That's it, bro.
Damn, could you imagine if the if
all so 200 touches, all 200 touches on the season is going to go to Malik Nabers.
So I think Dable is a pretty damn good offensive mind.
Shit head coach, great offensive coordinator.
What if this guy comes in and looks at Malik and says, I want you to be Amon-Ra St. Brown?
He says, fuck, I can't do anything for you, son. Sorry.
So that means 30 touches a game, whether it be out the backfield.
And the talent is there, baby.
I'm just saying. just a long shot, right? I just
stop getting D's hopes up, bro. He's a New York Giant. He's not going to do shit.
I know
that.
Producer Dave has something to say about this. You know what? I know he's going to come up with a great point how the guy's fucking jacked and tatted and he's a super, he got great hands. And like I told Brady, the more diva the receiver, the better the player he is, baby.
Yeah, there's no lies in that argument.
So I feel like I swung for the fences. I made a home run swing with that pick.
I get it. I don't hate on it.
And you know what? Honestly, like, I think I have the... Do I have the 104 in the next draft that we have in a couple weeks? I'll probably go wrong just to mix it up. I don't want to put all my chips in that basket.
I mean, that Caleb...
Unless somebody's listening
nice.
And they're going to fuck with me, dude.
I might go back again in that draft.
What you should be doing is taking Marvin and whatever of those quarterbacks is left. Because if you don't take a quarterback there, there's going to be more of them, bro. I'm just saying. Just consider it.
I know, bro, but like...
Would you like Jaden Daniels and Marvin Harrison for the next 10 years? Or do you
want
Caleb Williams and Romo Odunze?
Okay, Frank, would you rather have Marvin Harrison and Drake May?
See, but that's not... But like if you look at... If you don't take a quarterback at one, there's physically less picks for you in front of you. So... Like, there's a higher likelihood that it could be Jaden. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But me just, like, talking to the guys that pick after me and, like, kind of feeling out the draft, Jaden's not... I don't think Jaden's going to fall. Especially
take,
one of those teams
or
needs
take,
a quarterback.
Or get crazy, take Marvin Harrison and Romo Odunze and lock up your receivers for the next fucking 12 years. Just saying, bro.
And trust the guy that's throwing to Malik Nabers. Sorry. Yeah, trust the guy that's throwing to Malik Nabers. Daniel Jones.
I
we all
that guy,
know
dude.
That Shadur Sanders is going to be throwing to Daniel Jones.
Bro,
next
how
season,
awesome
dude.
Would it be if you did do that, and then you're like, your whole next 20 years is just the fucking three receivers from this draft doing well? That would be sick.
I mean, it's definitely something I got to think about.
Let's talk about this last pick I went with.
So you
yeah,
went.
Let's
with
talk about your draft,
Jordan
class,
Travis, a quarterback that I thought would be much higher on the board if he didn't break his leg.
Home run swing here, dude. He's on the Jets.
He's on the Reds. Let's
go. A very real job.
Never draft a Jet.
Very real chance.
Never draft a Jet. Rule
but
number one here.
Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be around forever. So that's the train of thought there.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
That's true, dude.
Maybe have something.
You might, dude. You never know.
So you took Jordan Travis. He's got a great chance to back up Aaron Rodgers.
And let's not forget, dude. Sorry, D. I don't mean to cut you off, but the latest QB to back up Aaron Rodgers is balling out in Green Bay, bro.
Jordan Love.
Yep. So you never know. I like your thinking, dude.
That's all that was there.
Yep.
Victor with the last pick here. Jay auto drafting. Isaiah Davis, Cody Schrader. Thickness took Jaheim Bell. Johnny Wilson also went to Jay. Jay stacking fifth round picks. Very odd strategy here.
I mean,
I think it was
stacked,
more so
dude.
That he was getting them back in a return for what he was giving up this year. He's like, whatever, just give me your fifth round this year, and then I'll take.
He just needs bodies, bro. Yeah. Like, he was stacked, so.
And that's
bodies.
It, boys.
And that's pretty much it. Once this is over, AJ Barner is gone. The draft is done. That is our draft day special. All right. We out. Peace.
We're done. Later.